This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake at his rescheduled show this Friday at Oracle Arena. Tickets and upgrades are available at LiveNation.com. We have tickets all week, and I got a pair for caller 9 right now. That was a good coincidence.
Oh, I thought you planned that.
No.
I had to pick
between two
ahead.
Songs.
Yeah, what was the other song?
The Lauren Daigle song.
Okay. Well, good choice, Sarah.
Thank you.
I have a couple texts for Hooman, if I could. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Tamil Pius.
408 says, if Hooman can take a narcotic, then he can go get an MRI. You got an MRI, right, buddy?
What did they say?
They said it's complicated and there's a lot of ways to approach
it. Is it a herniated disc?
There's some other stuff involved.
A bulging disc?
Bone on bone grinding.
Compressed vertebrae.
What did the person like give you multiple choices?
Yes, they did. There's a lot of. I'm reading right off the page here. What is it?
Well, it's complex. I don't really like. They're trying to figure it out. So
let's just wait.
Yeah, let's just wait.
925 says, why doesn't Hooman have that chick whose boobs he rubbed for an hour come over and massage his back?
Yeah.
Seems like she owes him.
It does.
It's a very delicate area, and you have to have mad skills. I don't think she's got mad skills.
Do you go and get massages from mad skills people?
There's a woman who is a special therapist, and she has a laser that brings down inflammation. So there are some lasers that certain chiropractors use.
Oh. No, it's the cold laser therapy, right?
No, it's hot. It's a hot laser,
it's a hot laser, but it's called cold laser.
510 says, just go back to smoking weed, Hooman.
Oh.
He wasn't smoking, right?
No, it was edible. When this kicked in, I was taking them to help me sleep, but it didn't have a lasting effect, so that's why I had to go to the Tramadol.
Tramadol, that's it.
Don't remember that.
I got a
Tramadol. Don't remember that. Don't write it down.
Tramadol.
But they can write in about it, right?
Don't write it down. Don't read the emails early.
Call him right now. Call about it. Well, he's supposed to get the winner right now. After that... Call him about it.
No, don't call him.
He'd love your advice.
Oh, my God. Everything is so complicated with you, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
It is complicated. Life is complicated.
Well, he's one of those special people that nothing, you know, things are complex.
That's complex.
Nothing can just be cut and dry.
All right, I'm going to
answer. Vinny's actually the other, like you are, cut and dry. Here's how I feel about something. No gray area. And he's
gotten a little better as I've gotten older.
He just lives in the gray, man.
But I agree with you.
You know,
I can tend to be that way.
Well, you're like, there's a problem. I'm going to find a solution
right now.
Yep.
I've been teaching my kid.
And Hooman is like,
when is the right time to do something?
Now.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, you're fighting against your mom. You know, the whole procrastination thing.
Not,
you got to make sure
boy,
that you
I got to sleep with that lady. Don't say that.
That's
out
right.
Loud
I forgot about that.
Right.
Yeah. No, Hooman's the guy who finds out, though, there's a problem. Let me just think on it and visit 17 different specialists. I mean, he's seeing some doctors. He's like, she could only see me 2 or 3 times a week. I'm like, there's nothing I want to do 2 or 3 times a week. Nothing.
So.
I mean, that's nothing that involves leaving my house. Let's put it that way. Yikes. So yesterday we found out that A-Rod proposed to Jennifer Lopez, and Jose Canseco came out of the woodwork to say, that dude's a cheater and he always has been, and he's banging my ex-wife, and I happen to know that he's been doing it the whole time he's been seeing J-Lo.
And I saw a headline, he challenged Rodriguez to a fight.
That is the only new development in this
video. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That is it. He has challenged him, as he said, to boxing or MMA. That's it. So the whole thing that we heard yesterday, it's possible he's just trying to make some noise so that we're talking about him.
Well,
so,
and we are.
So Jose Canseco, congratulations. Mission accomplished. You're winning.
You know, I don't think of him as a great guy in particular. I know that there was a time in baseball when he was, him and Mark McGwire were the big deal in the Bay Area.
Right. Well, they call him in this story, former baseball cheater and full-time attention whore.
Right.
I'm like, well, that is saying what you think.
So, A's fans probably have very fond memories of those, him and Mark McGwire.
Right up until the performance.
What were they, the Bash Brothers? And that's what the Splash Brothers are based off of?
Yeah. Oh.
Because we have the Splash Brothers now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway, I don't think of him as being the greatest, most, honest dude. I just don't know why he'd come out with this, like...
I know.
Like, dude, what is your deal?
Well, it does
seem
like...
So the guy proposes and you immediately think,
Let me screw this up.
Let me ruin some people's lives, even if it's not true.
Right.
I'll get something
out. That's why I just feel like it... I feel like you don't say stuff like that if it's not true.
So you think there's something to it?
I do. I hate to say it because I want J-Lo to be happy. I mean, this will be her... This is her fourth marriage, right? I want her to be happy. She's a nice lady. She seems really nice. I mean,
I
on American Idol, she seemed really nice. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't know.
Hard to say.
Yeah, I like to think she'd be just the sweetest person ever, but ooh, you know that...
Well, diva.
Diva out of her.
Well, it's hard to say with him, too. I mean, he's got a history, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Is he the guy who used to put girls into the
car?
Who was that? Derek Jeter?
Derek Jeter, right.
No, but I remember them. You know, one of the things he was always accused of, well.
A-Rod.
A-Rod was accused of a lot of weirdness, but he was dating a lot of extremely muscular women.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, is this just him transitioning to men or like... There was a lot of weird comments about that dude.
Really?
Yeah, like really. But these were all women he was being photographed with when he was married. Mm-hmm. So that he was already that guy then.
Once a cheater, always
a
cheater.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. You'd think that he's doing really well in his baseball announcing career. Mm-hmm. Really well.
Is he good at it?
He's very good at it. And he's very well received and... Even though he was sort of a guy that he wasn't real likable during his playing days. He didn't get along with most of his teammates, and there was always something about him.
Mm-hmm.
But now he seems to be doing really well, and he's got this great lady, and you'd like to think that he's...
Would it be appreciative of how good his life is right now instead of having to just screw it up?
But if you're a celebrity, I guess you're open to someone torpedoing you at any time.
Absolutely.
Even if it's completely false.
Mm. Well, and also, whether it's true or false, people do love their intrigue. I actually think that sometimes half the reason that we have affairs is because it keeps your life interesting. Like, there are people who are looking for drama, and it's like an added titillating thing that's going on in your life,
Yeah.
Your little secret. And it's
your
about...
dirty little secret.
Your freaking filthy, filthy, dirty little secret.
Look at, she says that.
Well, but that's the thing.
The
it's totally true. Like,
you're dirty. You stop smiling.
Sometimes people just like the intrigue.
You can't help it.
You can't help it.
Titillating.
Ooh. Anyway.
Gives me butterflies.
I don't know if Jose Canseco's right, but A-Rod and J-Lo are, in fact, engaged. So I guess we'll see.
I'm writing on my notebook, Vinny plus use that.
Johnny V is like, hey, what just happened to me?
I think I've been cuckolding.
When you brag about crimes, actually, listen, when you brag about anything, it is sure to come back and bite you in the ass. If you brag about all your rings and your chains, someone's going to rob you. And if you brag about all the rules you break and all the things that you do, the police are going to look into it. So there's this guy, and I love when a rapper sort of floats to the top of the barrel and you just go, oh, let's scoop this guy. Who's this? This guy's name is Self-Made Cash with a K.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Self-Made Cash.
You know him, Bryn?
I do not.
He's a Detroit rapper, and he considers himself to be the king of swiping.
Swiping.
Swiping is known as stealing other people's credit card information.
Oh.
So somehow you acquire their information and then you spend their money on their card and get your stuff.
So he is not self-made cash.
Apparently not. Right. Other people's self-made kids.
Yeah.
So he calls himself the king of swiping. Do you? In fact, he's written songs about it.
That's the guy. Look at him. With all. He's got a lot of money right there.
Let's have a look at that. He does.
Those are hundreds. That's a lot of money.
That is a ton.
Do you like him?
I haven't heard his music yet. I'm going to guess I'm going to hate his music, but we'll see.
Those are hundreds, aren't they? Yeah.
That is a thick stash of cash right there. So he raps about it. He brags about it on social media. He wears a gold credit card on a chain around his neck. And he was giving tips on swiping to his fans. For a price, he would actually charge you for the information on how you can swipe as well. Swiping. Yes,
just give him your credit card and he'll get that right to you.
He'll get that right to you. He has a music video called Swipe God Freestyle. I think he's going to steal God's credit cards.
Uh-oh.
Or he's a swipe god, one or the other.
Oh, right.
Do you have a little
That's
of
it.
That?
Look at you understanding the criminal mind.
Yes, I know. I'm amazing, Benny. What's going on? What's happened over there?
Bryn's not on his game. He's got a cold, everyone.
Nah, the whole thing just stopped. Give me like 2 seconds.
He was able to find all the bad stuff about me.
All right, well, listen.
I haven't played a single thing about you today.
Yahooman.
Look stuff up.
Listen, take advantage of Bryn. He looks like he's got a cold brewing.
All right, ready?
Okay, I've had enough of that.
All right.
I can't really tell what he's saying. Is he talking about swiping credit cards there?
Especially towards this part right here.
Okay.
You know, a lot. I don't want to defend the guy, but a lot of rappers have talked about drug dealing in their day, and certainly plenty of them have said, "I launched my rap career by buying a bunch of insert any drug." Turn it, flipping that, and now I got money to make a
record. And I still got a whole house full of hoes over here. Cash, his real name is Jonathan Woods, and he was just indicted. He could get 20 years.
Oh, really?
He's 25 years old.
Bye.
Yeah. Adios, swiping God. Hey. Oh, God, and that's it. Well, it's 6:27 already.
We're officially late.
It's coming up in the news, Ben.
A woman officially turns off her boyfriend's snoring.
Uh-oh.
After these.
That doesn't sound good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Tickets to Florida Georgia Line with Dan and Shay coming up at 7:05. Be here.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. You just get the app and then you listen to this show and you're happy forevermore.
Oh, my God. We sell happiness here.
Right. Well, we don't even charge you.
Right, it's free.
There's no
charge.
You're
right, free happiness.
Free app, free show. There's nothing's being sold.
No.
Well, unless you're an advertiser, we'd love to take you on board.
We'll take
We're looking for more advert people who want to spend money on advertising.
Sure.
Always call our sales department.
Listen, in radio advertising 100% works, and our listeners
totally
are the type who will sit through the commercials because they're like, you know what? We get this show for free. Let's support the sponsors that support the show.
Maybe we've gone too far.
Oversold.
Anyway, here's what's happening. I wanted to start. This just hit me as I actually meant to bring it up during the last whatever we call that. Uh-huh. So the Michael Jackson thing has been everywhere, and you hear different people saying, "Well, now that I know the truth, I can't listen to his music." And you hear radio stations taking stands. We're not going to play that anymore. And I'm interested in it just from the standpoint that everyone usually draws lines that suit them best.
Yes.
You know, like, well, I don't like him and I won't listen to his music in public.
In public. I will not say that I'm not going to listen to Michael Jackson anymore.
I will still moonwalk, but...
Right.
I still have a glitter glove, but, you know, whatever your line is. So yesterday I went to get the car washed. Totally hear Michael Jackson playing at the car wash and thought, huh, interesting.
Mm.
And then I go into my physical therapist foot thing and I hear Michael Jackson. I'm like, two public places in one day.
Wow.
Boom. it's clearly not a problem for most people.
Yeah.
So you hear it online and you think, oh man,
the whole world is up in arms.
They're coming for him.
Yeah.
And then you just actually open your ears for a second in public and realize, nope, nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. So there you go. That's all I had. Just an observation. Levi's, they live down the street.
Hi, Levi.
From us, they're our neighbor.
Love them.
Yeah, right,
right
down
the street. I've been wearing them since I was like, I don't know, 10.
Sure. Yeah.
I love the Levi's. I love the shrink to fit. I'm a big fan. And yet, I won't be investing in their IPO because I lost so badly with Snap. Levi's is about to go public. That's right.
Interesting.
They're going to be coming. They say here they're inching closer to becoming a publicly traded company. They plan to offer 36.7 million shares when it begins trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The price will be between $14 and $16.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
I think that sounds like something I might want to think about.
Mm-hmm. I love Levi's.
Me too.
I'm a big fan. I think they've made the best product for the longest time.
Yeah.
And if you were dropped down anywhere with, like, your luggage is lost, go get a pair of Levi's.
Yep.
Oh, I don't have any pants? Let me go get some Levi's and I'm done.
I'll be all set.
I'm good the rest of this trip.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That one pair of pants will hold me. America's napkin. I told you this forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to me, like, the thing about Levi's is not only have I worn them my whole life and liked them, I don't feel like they're a company who's made a bunch of missteps. I don't feel like they're... I just feel like they're super solid. Like, Levi... I feel like Levi's isn't going anywhere. Levi's has long been...
Well, I actually think they kind of fell out of favor for a minute there when the trend went to all these designer jeans. Mm-hmm. And they'd sort of sat there. But they've definitely taken their market share back.
Mm.
The kids are wearing Levi's again.
Well, Levi's are, you know, it comes down to being comfortable in a pair of jeans that you actually love. Like... I've loved very few pairs of jeans, and my favorite pair right now is a pair of Levi's.
Yeah, I agree.
And they don't go out of style. That's really the part.
Right.
That...
The first pair of Levi's, the birth for Levi's is...
18-something?
Yes.
Yep.
18...
They go way back, dude.
It's a work pant, huh?
73.
They actually used to be public in 1971.
Oh, and then they...
They became private again in 1985.
No. Oh. Huh.
So this is their second go at this.
No, they just want some money.
Snoring sucks.
Yeah.
Sleeping next to someone who snores is awful.
And even if you're the snorer, they say you don't get as good a night's sleep.
Well, partly because you keep getting punched.
Yeah, that's true. Hurts.
Zip it. Yeah. Cut it out. Knock it off.
Trying to sleep over here.
Roll over.
Roll over. Turn over.
Go to the couch. Go to the other room.
Oh, you know this?
A little bit. I'm familiar.
A little bit. She sleeps in a separate room from that guy.
Yeah.
Don't you ever miss the spoons?
Yeah, we'll sleep together sometimes.
On the weekends, if you don't have to get up.
Mm-hmm.
47-year-old Lori Morin of Cocoa, Florida, is facing attempted murder charges after she shot her boyfriend last Wednesday for snoring too loudly.
Oh, is this how she shut down his snoring?
This is how she repaired his snoring problem.
Right.
This is why I'm snoring.
That's why?
Are you a snorer?
Well, you never know.
Well,
the mood of the
has anyone ever
to.
Told you snore?
I do snore, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And grind, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he wears a night guard, right? So
he does.
He breaks right through him, though.
Oh,
I did
you
once,
don't wear
yes.
one? You don't wear
I do.
Oh.
His name is Brett Allgood. They just started dating last month, and that's not right.
That's too soon to shoot
someone.
Yeah,
you really need to...
You should have years of, you
have
know,
endured this for this to be a worthwhile... They'd already been arguing about his snoring after she'd elbowed him in his sleep the night before. So on Wednesday, he showed up to her place with a bottle of rum, flowers, some candy, and a box of Breathe Right snoring strips. So it sounds like he was trying.
That's sweet.
Once they got into the rum, things went south again. He eventually got sick of arguing and said he was leaving. Then on his way out, he heard a bang and passed out.
Oh.
When he came to, he was lying in a pool of his own blood. This is...
Oh my God. Listen, alcohol doesn't do anything to make your snoring any better either.
No, you know? It does not. I don't mean to be laughing because she shot him. turns out Lori shot him in the armpit with a shotgun.
So these are two white people.
Shotgun. Yeah.
How old? In their 50s?
Yeah,
40s. They look like, late 40s, early 50s?
They've been, what is it, road hard?
Those are hard 40s, yeah. Those are 40s.
Yeah. He kind of reminds me of like Shooty, like when Shooty shaved off all his head, all of his hair.
That guy that couple reminds me of a motorcycle club couple.
Yeah, they do look, yes, they would put their leather on and mm-hmm. get on their
right
Harley,
away.
Their hogs. And ride off from that bar they're photographed at.
Yeah. Lori claims it was an accident. I didn't mean to pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Shot him in the armpit, huh?
But had a gun.
Yeah.
Loaded.
That's the whole thing.
In the house.
That's the thing of it.
That is trouble. No, thank you.
Well, you know what? She's ended her problems with that guy snoring at her house.
Right. That's for sure. Have you ever had milk coke?
No. I've heard of that.
You've heard of milk coke?
Yeah.
What's that?
Milk Coke. It's milk
what you think,
and Coke.
Coke.
I guess a lot of people like it, and someone here refers to, and I went, oh, yeah. They refer to Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah,
milk
Shirley.
And Pepsi.
Oh, right, right.
Laverne always drank milk and Pepsi.
Yeah.
And they say it was because the actress, Penny Marshall,
mm-hmm.
loved that drink.
She liked the milk and Pepsi.
And so they made that the character's favorite drink, too. I don't know.
I've never had it, but it doesn't sound good.
No,
but there's a...
sounds hideous.
Milk yeah. Coke hashtag trending online. I thought I'd mention it to you, see if you guys are down. You like milk? You like Coke?
I do. I like them both, but...
Maybe I'll try it later. I have milk and Coke at home.
All right.
Are you... Really? Well, that'll be a fun thing to Instagram about.
Will it?
Yeah, get a video going. Mix it up and then take a sip and have your genuine reaction.
Are you drinking Valerian tea again?
No, I
Why
have
call
the
it Valerian
intern...
tea. That sounds like something from Game of Thrones.
It does.
Isn't
yeah,
that old Valerian?
Valerian tea, sleepy, I think what it's called. But someone just emailed me and said, let's see, who's this from? Julie. Hi, Yuzette. I'm old, been around the block, and I'm letting you know Valerian tea is okay for short-term use, but it really is addictive.
Oh.
Have you researched it? Lots of websites verify this. Like I said, it's okay for temporary. But you'll know when it starts to call you, it's time to stop.
The problem with things that help you go to sleep is that they're the hardest ones to quit, because there you are laying in bed knowing that all you have to do is take that
pop
cap
that
full of NyQuil,
right?
And you'll be off to dreamland.
Addiction's so terrible.
Oh, it is.
See, when
the whole world
tea.
Is designed to be addicted.
When I was in rehab, I was like, I just could not sleep. And everybody there can't sleep. You're all screwed because of what you've been doing to yourself. And the dude running the place was like, look, I've been doing this a long time. You're not going to die from not sleeping. So just zip it and lay there. And we're like, yeah, but can we just play some cards? No, lights out, zip it, lay there. You've been doing things your way. Now shut up and do them our way.
Yeah.
Right, exactly right. Man, Jerko. Long nights.
Yeah.
Waiting.
But after a while, whatever that is, a few weeks or whatever, were you able to...
Yeah, I mean, it took a while.
Sleep, calm your body down.
Yeah, it took a while. But but he was right. Like, the whole point is you get all worked up like... and he's just like, dude, you're not going to die. So stop it. Quit being such a baby.
Right.
Everybody with their dramatics. Well, sorry, we're in rehab. What else do we have to do? For International Women's Day, this is coming to you a couple days late, but Pornhub revealed what women are searching for.
Oh, my God. What are we searching for?
Lesbian porn.
Really?
Worldwide, the number one thing. They say that, you know, their data varied depending on location. But the top category searched by women across the world was lesbian.
Huh.
That's what you guys
I wonder
are...
if lesbians actually look for more porn than women who aren't lesbians. And that's why lesbian porn is the number one thing searched for by women.
Huh?
I don't know. I thought we've heard before that plenty of lesbians like the head role.
Hmm.
Worldwide, visuals, the lesbian category was most popular across North and South America, as well as most of Europe. Something called hentai.
I don't know. What is it?
I have no idea.
Didn't you
friend.
What just came up the other day, that word hentai, hente?
That's this story. I never got to it when I brought it up to you. Hente dominated Russia.
Looks like it's anime porn.
Oh, yeah. You were asking me, is this cartoons?
Right. But I don't know. I never look at porn cartoons.
It's, yeah, manga. Manga porn. Anime porn. Hot.
Anal and ebony really were also popular in other countries of the globe. The Sudan, Algeria, and Libya. Anal. Number one.
Mm.
Ha!
Well.
Lesbian number one in Australia.
Mm.
Let me see here. Vintage was number one in South Dakota.
Oh,
that's
adorable.
My thing.
Yes.
That's what I go for.
Maybe the girls up there are just right for you. They're looking for vintage stuff.
And Idaho is into My Little Pony.
No, they're not. Stop it.
That's what it said. Broken
is
down
this My Little Pony porn?
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
18 to 24, when broken down by age, 18 to 24 is hentai. Hentai.
Hmm.
25 to 34 is tattooed women.
Oh.
Well, anyway, there you go. But the number one thing women are searching for worldwide is to look
at women.
Other women.
Mm.
That hurts.
What are you what are you cackling about over there?
That's smart.
What's My Little Pony porn?
It's a bunch of ponies. It's kind of like
cartoon
half,
though.
Half, yeah, cartoons, okay. But like half human, half pony kind of.
Like what they got? Like,
oh boy.
Yeah. It's,
oh boy.
Very unique.
I yeah, that is like
never seen anything
it looks like
this.
They have cat faces.
They all have tails and.
Yeah, ponytails.
And they all seem to be women.
And yet they also
or
have wieners.
Maybe
they're yeah. all they, well, yeah. They're like hard. morph creatures. They're like half
they're
animal, half
they're
human.
They're everything they need to be.
They're all the stuff. Good for you guys. And
where was that? Oh
boy, look at that.
Utah? No, that wasn't.
Oh, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
We gotta stop. I can't
you
even
like
tell.
It?
I can't even tell what's happening in that one.
Look at that. She's
wow. They really captured the movement there.
Oh, boy.
Well,
okay, turn that
here.
Off, yeah. I got to stop looking at that.
It's research, guys.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Idaho is My Little Pony.
Oh.
Idaho.
Way to go, Idaho.
Grief.
Idaho. Hello, Idaho.
Hello.
This is a trip. In Sweden, a new government art project in Sweden will pay one person from anywhere in the world $28,000 a year to do nothing. There are a few major catches, like you have to move to Sweden. You wouldn't be allowed to have a side gig, so you'd have to survive on $28,000 a year.
Oh, boy.
The job doesn't start until 2026, so I don't understand what you're supposed to do until then. Huh. But they say it's supposed to be commentary on, quote, face of mass automation, the wealth gap, and how humans will do less and less as AI takes over.
Mm.
So here's the job duties. Nothing.
Nothing.
Your
just
job
exists.
Duty is nothing.
Just go ahead and make that $28,000 last.
You will clock in at the station each morning, which turns the lights on. Then you have to clock out at the end of the day. But other than that, you can do whatever you want. And you don't even have to stay there all day.
You just
because
have to
automation
be
will be running the thing that
I
is
see.
Supposedly your job.
Hmm.
The job will be guaranteed for as long as you want it. You'll get vacation time. Annual 3% pay and bump. Pay bump. And a retirement plan. And you can quit whenever you want. It's no contract. But is that how bleak the future of work looks?
I don't know. I mean, that it does. I worry about, like, you know.
How bleak is that?
It's terrible. It's actually sort of depressingly bleak.
Like, that's their commentary on the future of work, is that you will clock in and then you have to entertain yourself until it's time to leave.
Until it's time to go. Well, with automation and AI, it's, you know, there are going to be.
Brutal.
Weirdly, less and less things for humans to do. And unless you've already got some money you're sitting on, what are you supposed to do for money?
Well, we're already seeing that problem.
Mm.
Lots of people without dough.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's, you're going to hear, I was listening to, or I was reading about some of the speakers at South by Southwest and some of the politicians, up and comers, specifically in the Democratic Party, are talking about socialism. Like, that's one of the cures to the problems that we're facing, where we've got a lot of have-nots, is you've got to have people be picked up.
Right.
Which means a complete change in what our system.
Right.
I don't think anyone would vote for it.
I don't know.
Who's the lady? The weird thing is, she actually looks kind of like my girlfriend.
I know who you're talking about.
Garcia is her last name?
Yeah.
She's one of the ones. Mm-hmm. She's like, democratic socialism is the way out for us.
She's the new Green Deal girl, isn't she? I can't think of
the
rest of her name. So I see her everywhere.
She's making the rounds.
Some of it, I'm like, okay, that actually sounds reasonable. Other stuff, I'm like, lady, you're just sounding like a fringy, you know, crazy person.
Well, the person who was writing the story about her speech was like, what she just said is Marxism. It's Karl Marx theory that was put into action in Russia. I think that will scare people off. That's going to be a tough thing for her to jump, a hurdle for her to get over in any kind of debate.
Is it Sylvia Garcia? There's a Sylvia Garcia and a Christina Garcia.
No, it's Sylvia.
Okay.
Sylvia Octavio.
There's a third name.
Yeah, there's an O in there or something.
You're not talking about Cortez, are you?
Yeah, we are talking about her.
Okay. Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes. Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
That's who
it is. I'm like, Garcia. I don't know a Garcia.
She just spoke at South by Southwest.
Yeah, I think I heard a clip something this morning.
She's the new Green Deal lady. That's who I'm talking about.
Okay. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Are you guys going to talk about The Bachelor?
No.
The first part of the finale was last night. Tonight is the final. Crazy stuff.
We're not going to talk about it.
What?
Well, I'm not
watching
that.
You're not?
No.
When did you and John jump off that?
A couple seasons ago, actually. And it's this Colton guy. He's an ex-NFL guy. He's a virgin.
The Bachelor after the final rose. The conclusion of the two-part season finale, the final two women were Hannah and Tashia. Tasha? T-A-Y-S-H-I-A.
Tashia.
Tashia.
I don't know.
But Colton ditched them last night to quit the show and go after Casey.
Yeah, it's.
We did hear that a few weeks ago about him ditching the show.
There's some girl who's like, my dad talked me out of it. I got to go. And he's like, but you were the one. You know, it's you at the end. And the producers are like, what are you doing? Of course, they aired it. So
408 says, I'm pro human. I love you, man. But the reason the MRI didn't show anything is that that you can relate is because it's at least partially mental. I get that that's offensive for you for some reason, but in real, it's real and it happens to countless people. If you want relief, read Dr. Sarno's book. Best of luck, man.
Dr. Sarno. That's a doctor, human.
Sounds like Dr. Phil, but okay.
And for the record, we're all pro-human.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I'm pro-human. I'm all about human. I'll lift you up. We practice socialism here. I'm all about you.
Thanks. I'm all about that bass.
What? All right, what's coming up in the trash?
I don't know. R. Kelly and more.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.